Welcome to A Few Good Minutes, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars. Brian Sexton with Jaguars wide receiver and return man, Rashad Green. First of all, happy Thanksgiving. You like to eat? Yeah. You're skinny. Offensive lineman, I know it's a done deal. You looking forward to eating?
Yeah, I look forward to eating every day. You know, it just doesn't show it.
Exactly. Fast metabolism?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you still have it when you get to your mid-40s. Folks, you know how this works. Five topics we go through with Rashad, and let's start with number one, and that is back. You're back. You never missed any time in college, high school. What was it like for you to be on that designated to return list, knowing it's going to be a while before you could play?
It was definitely different for me. You know, like you said, I never missed high school, college, or anything like that, so I wasn't used to it. But I understood the process of, you know, that I would be returning. So my main thing was to stay in it mentally, you know, stay on top of my plays and things like that. So I was ready. You know, I had to be ready. If I wanted to come back and actually contribute and help my guys, you know, go out and compete and win games in it. And once I was able to physically start getting back in shape, I jumped right on it.
Was it tough to watch the offense starting to come alive with Allen and to stand and watch that and not be a part of it?
Yeah, it was tough to watch because I wanted to be out there with him, you know, celebrating with him, just being a part of it. But it was also rejoicing, but just to see those guys getting better and better every week, you know, what we all want to do within ourselves and with each other. And, you know, we're continuously growing, and I love to see it.
63 is next. Take us through the punt return, right? Game is very much in the balance. You're down by four. The ball's high in the air. What was it like? Give us a play-by-play.
That ball, it wasn't so high in the air. And I think that was the opportunity for me to make a big play. And, you know, he kicked it a line drive. So I was able to jump on it, you know, and secure the catch. And I saw that my guys really had their block set up well, you know, for me to be able to hit a crease and, you know, just keep it moving. And, you know, I was anxious to get in the end zone, but I didn't see the other guy coming from the angle. But, you know, anything to help this team, you know, get a victory, I'm all for it. And it was a great moment for the entire team.
From the moment that you caught the ball, how long did it take you to see where the crease was? Did you see it instantly?
Yeah, I seen it instantly. Y'all, you don't have much time to think and look. You know, it's all reaction once you get the ball in your hand. So I just let my natural ability take over. And, you know, and I've been catching punts since I was in high school. So it's natural for me. I was able to just make a play.
When your teammates mobbed you at the 5-yard line, did you know you were going to win?
I always felt like we would win. You know, I don't go into things thinking we're going to lose. You know, you got to always, you know, be positive and just keep going until the game's over. And I knew that play would set us up, you know, for victory. And it did. The following play, you know, we scored a touchdown from Blake to Julius.
Florida's next. Albany, Georgia native, but you played down with a host of NFL-caliber players at St. Thomas Aquinas. Tremendous program. Go to Florida State, drafted by the Jaguars. What's it like to have played your whole career in the sunny confines of Florida?
It's been great. The weather's great. The competition has been great. You know, the schools that I've been fortunate to attend, which St. Thomas Aquinas and Florida State, have all been very successful. I won a national championship in high school. I won a national championship in college. So, you know, I'm definitely trying to work with guys here so we can get a Super Bowl in the future. And, you know, it's just been great. The weather's great. I've been fairly close to home, to my family, where all my family can support me. So it's just a blessing all around.
Two times is up next. You were a two-time captain in Tallahassee. Jimbo Fisher said you were his favorite player. Now, when you consider how many players have come through there and how many he's touched in his career, what does Tallahassee mean to you?
It means a lot. Tallahassee is home for me. You know, that's one of my many homes. And I love going back to that place just to be in the atmosphere of a place like Florida State and just the college kids. It was an unbelievable experience for me. And if I could do it all again, I would, you know. And it's just an honor just to be a part of that football team that Jimbo built and, you know, I built myself. I'm just blessed, man.
The word out of the state capitol when you were drafted was that you had an old soul, that you were wise beyond your years, and that you went from being Jameis Winston's security blanket to being the guy that Blake Bortles could count on. Do you feel like right now you and Blake are developing that relationship, even though you're just getting back into the lineup?
Most definitely, you know, and it all starts in practice. You know, when we go individual, we run routes and throw together. You know, I have to be on top of my game so he'll know, you know, based off of how I run routes and where I would be, just to get that timing right. And it's all trust, you know, knowing that I would be where I'm supposed to be and I would make the play that he wants me to make. So it's a give and take thing, and it starts in practice, and that's where it started with all my quarterbacks.
Jags is our final topic. Here we go, questions. Let's start with your hobby. You like to cook. What's your best dish?
My best dish, I would say surf and turf.
Really?
You know, yeah, I'm a guy that I love steak, and I love seafood. So I always, you know, figuring out ways to combine the two in a unique way. And, you know, I experiment sometimes, and I just love it. You know, it's like a therapy for me when I can be able to have time and just mix and cook things up for my family.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving food? What will you eat the most of on Turkey Day?
Turkey and stuffing. So that's my favorite. You can't go wrong with those two for Thanksgiving.
And which one of your teammates do you think that you couldn't satisfy? Who's the biggest eater in there? Who would you be cooking for all night?
Probably Parnell.
Really? He's a big boy.
He's a big boy, so I don't know if I could fulfill his stomach.
Welcome back. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks for spending a couple minutes with us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And good luck on the playoff run.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on A Few Good Minutes. We'll see you next week.